And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
The KC1021 Radiothon for Variety Children's Charity yesterday smashed its previous year's numbers by bringing in nearly $62,000 in just 12 hours. A surprise visit by Kansas City's own Tech N9ne shocked one of his biggest fans, 7th grader Delaney, who has a form of spina bifida. Video of the surprise yesterday went viral like I have never seen.
Oh, it was amazing. Unbelievable. I mean, check out this here.
What's up, man?
Tech N9ne! What up?
Hey, Delaney, let's see if you can do your song with us.
Okay, mate.
No, get to it with him.
K-C-Mo!
The coolest part to me was that her first reaction was to grab her phone and FaceTime her dad.
Right.
She just wanted her dad to be a part of it. So she gets him on the phone and she's like, Dad, I'm sitting next to Tech N9ne. And you hear her dad go, oh my God. It was the coolest thing. And
it was.
Just to pull back the curtain a little bit, Tech did not want camera time for this. He didn't want publicity.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't want to do interviews. I'm here for her.
Right.
I'm here to make her day. And the awareness that he brought to Variety by this going viral is amazing.
Yeah.
Think of all the people that now know about Variety and how it helps Kansas City kids because of this surprise visit.
I mean, last night, within hours, we had 56,000 views. It had 1,100 thousands of shares.
That was
and
even
that was
on
just
one
in the
page.
First page.
That was
the
on
first
the
couple of hours.
That was on the Fox 4 video alone. All the TV stations were sharing it. It was amazing. So a huge thank you to Tech. And Shaylee gets the MVP award yesterday because she's the one that
made
that happen.
Right.
And that was incredible.
Yep.
If you still want more information on Variety and what they do for Kansas City kids, or you want to donate or volunteer your time, go to varietykc.org. President Trump walking back a controversial statement he made in Helsinki and publicly accepting the U.S. intelligence assessment that there was Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. At the White House yesterday, Trump said he misspoke when he said he has no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He said he meant to say there's no reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
Oh, yes, yes.
Meant to say wouldn't,
right.
Not would.
Right.
Misspoke. Royals catcher Salvador Perez, good old Salvi, struck out twice in his only at-bats, played 5 innings for the American League All-Stars in an 8-6 win in 10 innings over the National League in D.C. That was Salvi's 6th All-Star game, his 5th straight start. He was the only Kansas City selection. Royals are off until Friday when they open a 6-game homestand after that All-Star break. And there's a real-life RoboCop on patrol at a San Francisco South of Market gas station, weighing 400 pounds, over 5 feet tall. A new robot now roams the grounds of a Shell station. The K5 security bot is made by a Silicon Valley startup, records and stores footage, including license plate numbers. It's drawing so much attention that a neighbor actually created a live stream of the robot on YouTube. Love the movie RoboCop. I think this is awesome.
Well, it's great until things go wrong, as we saw plenty of times in those films.
Yeah.
Or until Skynet becomes aware, as Terminator says.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Def Leppard and Journey, that show is next week at Sprint Center. Or if you want to go see Hall & Oates and Train, that one is this Friday. We've got tickets to that as well. But we do need the right answer to this question. This food is consumed outside the home 90% of the time. What is it? We'll take your guesses at 576-7102.
I'd like to find out. Caitlin's up first. She's in Independence this morning. Hello, Caitlin. What do you think?
Okay. Is it an exact food, or does it matter the restaurant or what?
No, it's not specific to a restaurant. It's something you could get at many places, but it is a specific food.
I would say, let's see, French fries, maybe.
Yes. That's it.
Is that right? What?
It is French fries.
Oh, wow. I was thinking ice cream, and then I thought French fries. My little brother's always asked me to take him to McDonald's so he can get fries.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's not like you make fries at home
that
often.
Yeah, that's true. That never turns out well.
You're eating them in the car because you're going through the drive-thru and eating the fries outside the house. You got it right off the bat.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Where can we send you? You want to see Def Leppard and Journey, or do you want to go to Hall & Oates and Train?
I know my mom mentioned she wanted to go to Def Leppard, so I'd like to take her there.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Nice gift. Joey will get all your info. Hang on the line.
French fries totally makes sense.
Yes.
You know, they have all the frozen ones, but I don't feel like those ever turn out any good.
Nope, never are. I'll tell you what, last night after the Radiothon, because you and I were here for something like, I don't know, 15 hours straight.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We love doing that for variety. But we are physically and mentally exhausted and really hungry by the time we get home. We went out to eat and I ate all the things. I ordered.
Did you?
We got chips and guac, mozzarella sticks, a meatball sub, just everything that you can get off the appetizer menu, we ordered and just had it all over the table. It was glorious.
Oh, see, I didn't even eat dinner. I went home. I got home about 6:40. I laid in bed with the dogs. I was the only one home. The girls were at a birthday party. And I woke up at 1 a.m. I didn't know what day it was. My contact had fallen out of my eye and was stuck to my cheek. And so then I realized, wow, I missed dinner. I missed the All-Star game.
Everything.
I think it's Christmas now. I mean, holy cow, but I was tired.
The great news is we raised nearly $62,000 for variety.
And that's the fantastic part, yes.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
It's Coldplay and the Chainsmokers. Oh, I want something just like this. Something just like this. 6:48, KC. I was just saying, telling Jen I missed the Coldplay show. I'm a year on. I'm just kind of pining for a Coldplay concert again.
I'm telling you, Pink has ruined me for concerts because the Pink show was so incredible as she flew through the Sprint Center, flipping, spinning, singing the entire time. I'm like, I don't ever need to see anyone ever again. That was perfection.
Right?
I'm ruined for every other artist.
Until Taylor Swift comes to town.
Well, and then I'm sure my kids will force me to take them to that.
Right.
Celebrating birthdays today from your Downton Abbey, Truda. Actress Elizabeth McGovern is 57.
There you go.
Actor Vin Diesel is 51, and from Frozen and Veronica Mars, actress Kristen Bell is 38. San Francisco transit officials are banning tour buses from going anywhere near the Full House House. The city's municipal transportation agency voted in favor of prohibiting all commercial vehicles that seat at least 9 people from being on the street where that house is. Neighbors of that iconic Victorian made famous on the 1990s TV sitcom and the Fuller House reboot said they are sick and tired of the hundreds of tourists that jam their Lower Pacific Heights street. Visitors typically line up at all hours of the day to take pictures in front of the house. That ban will reportedly be in effect within the next 6 weeks.
Wow.
I can think of two of my friends that within the past year have posted pictures in front of that house. And I'm sure that's obnoxious because it just sold for millions of dollars. Pay millions of dollars and you got just people streaming through all day long.
But I thought it sold to the guy who produced the show. I thought they bought it.
Is that what happened?
Well, I thought so. But here's what you do. You go to L.A. to the Warner Brothers lot where we saw the reproduction of the house. And you can go stand on the stairs all you want.
Same thing.
You take the tour. That's what we did.
Take all the pictures.
So I've got pictures of me on the Full House steps.
Beyonce is sparking pregnancy rumors. The 36-year-old performed in a bodysuit at her and Jay-Z's recent show in Paris this week. And fans say the outfit showed off a fuller stomach. People on Twitter then started asking her to officially announce that she's expecting. If she is, it will be she and Jay-Z's fourth child. The couple just welcomed twins in June last year. If I had a bodysuit on right now, you would all also assume I was at least 4 months pregnant. I can assure you of that based on what I ate yesterday. I'll tell you right
just
now.
Just let her be. Just who cares?
Literally, let her be. Auto racing star Danica Patrick hosts the 26th annual ESPYs tonight, ESPN's award show for the year in sports. Patrick will be the first woman to host the show. It airs tonight, 7 o'clock on ABC. The event will also pay special tribute to the 3 coaches who died while protecting students during the mass shooting at a Florida high school in February. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
All right, coming up, Taylor Swift here and there in Dallas. After 7 a.m., we make you an instant finalist.
And it's Wednesday. We play Gen X versus Millennial.
Unfortunately, we're not walking on sunshine, but it's okay.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The KC-1021 Radiothon for a Variety Children's Charity yesterday smashed previous year's numbers by bringing in nearly $62,000 in just 12 hours. a surprise visit by Kansas City's own Tech Nine.
Stomp your feet and clap your hands.
Shocked
with
one of his biggest fans, seventh grader Delaney. She has a form of spina bifida. Video of that surprise went viral. We were amazed as we're standing there watching it happening live. I'm bawling because I think it's amazing that her first reaction as Tech Nine walks in is to grab her phone and call her dad.
Right.
Because her dad was traveling and she wanted her dad to be a part of it. And I'm like, oh, I love this girl so much. Shows her dad that she's sitting next to Tech Nine. Her dad's like, oh my gosh. It was so amazing. And thank you to everyone who shared it and retweeted it, because that just brings awareness to Variety KC and the great way that they're helping kids in the Kansas City area who have special needs.
Yeah. Here's the audio, by the way, from that moment.
What's up, man?
Tech Nine! Hello!
Hey, Delaney, let's see if you can do your song with him.
Okay, Ray.
No, you can do it with him.
Okay, Simo!
It could not have been more perfect.
Oh, you know what? All of our favorites were there. All the celebrity kids. I mean, they are superstars in our eyes. They really are.
And
they're
Kansas
just,
City.
Oh, amazing.
The way you came out and gave us $62,000 was way more than we could have imagined. That was incredible. So
pretty fantastic.
Thanks to all of you. If you want more information on Variety and what they do for Kansas City kids, or if you still want to donate or volunteer your time, go to varietykc.org. If you want to see that surprise video, go to the KC1021 Facebook page, or all the TV stations posted it as well. So thank you to everyone for sharing that.
Now you're going to sing this every day, too.
All day. The Melting Pot is going to reopen its doors today after being shut down for multiple health code violations. The Kansas City Health Department closed the Popular Plaza restaurant on Monday, and it remained closed all day yesterday. But after a reinspection yesterday afternoon, the department will allow the Melting Pot to reopen today. The critical violations were tied to rodents, including live and dead mice. There were also roaches, gnats, and mouse droppings found in several locations. Joey, the producer, you have figured out what really happened here.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're getting a sequel to Ratatouille.
They were just working.
I mean, Remy is a great chef.
It's comfort food, people.
Nobody ever complains in the movies when it's an animal or rodent making your food, right? As long as they do it well.
I mean, so, I think a few people were freaked out by all the rats in Ratatouille.
Not once they tasted it.
I think this is an immigration story more than it is a health department violation.
It turns out there really is such a thing as beauty sleep, and apparently there's a specific time.
Ah, crap.
And I assure you, you're doing this all wrong. Because they say there's a specific time that we should be going to bed and waking up in order to look our best. It was Sealy UK that conducted this study to learn more about sleeping habits. People who got an average of 9 hours and 10 minutes of quality sleep each night were most likely to report positive benefits to their looks. And this research also says we should be aiming to go to sleep at 9:45 and wake up at 6:55.
Well, I mean, how does that jive with what we do?
Can't do any of that. We have to wake up at 4.
That's it. The show's on from 7 to 10 now.
That's happening. And a man in Alabama no longer has to walk to work. I love this story. Walter Carr was set to start a new job with Bellhop's Moving, but his car broke down. Instead of calling in and say he can, you know, I don't have a way to get to work or borrowing a car or anything, he just started walking to work nearly 20 miles away. Police officers saw him after about 4 hours, offered him a ride, took him to breakfast before taking him to the job. Jennifer Lamy, the woman who had hired that moving company for the day, she posted to Facebook about his dedication. The story made it all the way to the home office and the company's CEO. He handed the employee his own car, gave him the keys, said, wow, you now own my car. Amazing.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Wednesday morning at The Show with Jen and Truda, KC1021s. We wrap up yesterday's big, big variety radiothon.
We have a TV here in the studio. We just looked up and we were like, oh, there's Tech when he surprised Delaney yesterday. So a huge thank you to Fox 4 and all the other TV stations who came out yesterday.
Yes.
Our friend Jason Lamb, who's a sports reporter for Fox 4, stopped by and made a really nice donation. Former Royals pitcher Jamie Bluma came by. It was so funny playing with the kids, doing a dance contest, doing some sort of where he was lying on his back on the floor where you hold your legs up and see who can.
Yeah, I think that's called exercise.
Yeah,
I think
were
that's
doing
why we didn't recognize it.
Something
it was
like
weird.
That. But he was awesome, made another huge donation, and obviously the big Tech surprise, which went viral. So thank you to not only the celebrities who came by, but to you, Kansas City, who gave us nearly $62,000 for Variety.
Did you guys have a favorite part, Joey? Did you guys have a favorite moment of the day?
Jeez. I mean, honestly, that was just, it was a beautiful day. I mean, honestly, just seeing the smiling faces of kids.
Yeah.
They were so great. I mean, obviously, the tech surprise, again, and I've said this already, but so when he walks in, the first reaction of her was to grab her phone and call her dad. And
right.
I just thought that was so sweet and so cool that she just wanted her dad to be there and be a part of it because he was traveling. And I was bawling, going, okay, no one take pictures of me over here in the corner hiding. I just thought that was incredible. And then to see Deb, who is the executive director of Variety KC, that woman runs nonstop, and she smiles the entire time. She's doing it with an energy and a love that is unmatched, and you have never seen anyone work harder for these Kansas City kids than this woman. It's incredible.
I think one of my favorite moments was we had little Zach in and his sister.
Yeah.
And playing tag with them and just kind of running around the conference room just like kids again.
Yeah.
And you get reminded about how it's just the innocence of kids. And somebody said this in one of the vignettes that we had. They said, you know, when you as a kid in the wheelchair, he doesn't know any different. He doesn't he doesn't feel bad about himself. He doesn't feel down on his luck. He doesn't feel like, woe is me. He just knows what he knows.
That's
and,
his normal.
And he wants to play with his brothers and sisters and his friends and Variety and Deb. And then you guys, by extension, by giving us money, helped to make that happen. That's incredible.
Inclusive playgrounds around Kansas City that you're seeing pop up. We now have five of them at the Kansas City Zoo. You see that inclusive playground. The parking spots, those signs that say, hey, you know, somebody that needs a van lift needs this spot so they can get out.
Don't park here.
Yes.
And that's one of the biggest things that gets me. And then from all the talk that we're hearing about what's going to happen at the new KCI airport, that just sounds incredible.
So much good stuff happening with Variety KC. VarietyKC.org is their website. You can still donate. They need donations all year round, not just at Radiothon time. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to volunteer your time, Deb would love your help that way. Or if you're a family who maybe needs some help with an adaptive stroller, a wheelchair, reach out to Deb and see if she can help you. VarietyKC.org.
Yeah, well, today is our big thank you to you for donating and to all those who were able to give. You guys did a great thing yesterday and certainly helped make the lives of all of these parents and families and kids just that much better. And we thank you.
You want to see the surprise video or any of the pictures, just check out the KC1021 Facebook page.
All right, on to this because you've been waiting for it as well.
Real Kansas City winners, never a national contest.
Are you ready for it?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Last night after the radiothon, I went home and slept. Jen ate her weight in guacamole. And
so
Shaylee, what did you do?
I went to go see the advanced screening of Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah.
And had you seen the first one? Because I haven't. So I have no idea. My kids were asking me what it's about. I'm like, I don't know. Pretty sure there's a mom and a daughter involved.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. That's accurate. Well, my aunt loves it. So I took her the first time.
Okay.
So then when this one came out, she was, you know, I really want to see it. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll be, you know, good niece and do that. It's a lot of music. It's a lot of singing.
Well, it's a musical, isn't it?
Well,
it's
yeah. No surprise, I was not a fan.
I mean,
so if you're a Mamma Mia fan, I think you're going to love it. But for someone who's not a musical person, every move they made, they bust into song and dance.
Is this every musical that you feel this way?
Well, this is like the second one I've seen, including Mamma Mia 2.
Or one.
But what about the great, like the Oklahoma
Greece? Have you seen Greece?
Yeah, I've watched Greece, but I don't know. I guess Greece is a little bit different to me. I don't know.
They also break out in song every 2 minutes there.
What about all the Disney movies?
Disney's different, Joey.
That's true.
Very different.
She actually looked hurt when you said that,
really,
Joey.
Yeah, that kind of hurt my heart.
My mom went to the Mamma Mia sing-along version in the theaters.
No, you couldn't get me to do that.
I'm assuming they project the words up on the screen and you can just sing along with
giant
them.
Giant karaoke.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful. I'm not going to lie. That sounds... I hate karaoke. I don't need to hear everybody else singing the songs.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. You hate karaoke, but anyway.
So that's a lot of singing and dancing.
Every
3 seconds.
For you, maybe not so much, but a fan loved it.
If you like Mamma Mia 1, you will love the second one.
Okay.
That comes out on Friday.
Okay.
All the music of ABBA that you ever wanted and didn't know you needed.
That's right.
And every 3 seconds, they burst into song and dance.
I'm so their doing
sequence
that.
Sequence and everything.
The rest of this week, Joey, Brian, we are all busting out in song every 2 minutes.
Life is a musical for us.
Taylor Swift, here and there, it's coming, people. It's coming between 9 and 10. You know,
it's just
for you,
Shales.
I gotta go.
All week
back to bed.
What if life were a musical? You could just sing everything through your day.
Depending on who you are, it
like
is.
Ice Ice Baby. This would be in his musical.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Somewhat.
I didn't say that.
How was Lily James, by the way?
Who?
Oh, never mind. Okay, she's the young Meryl Streep blonde. Anyway, all right.
Paid attention.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The KC1021 Radiothon for Variety Children's Charity yesterday hammered the previous year's numbers by bringing in nearly $62,000 in just 12 hours. Thank you, Kansas City. That surprise visit by Kansas City's own Tech Nine shocked one of his biggest fans, seventh grader Delaney, who has a form of spina bifida. Video of that surprise went viral yesterday. This was huge and amazing. If you missed it, you can see the video on the KC1021 Facebook page. Coolest thing I've ever been a part of live.
Oh, absolutely.
Tech walks in. He's got a bandana just from just under his nose down, so you can't see who he is exactly. And he walks in, and Delaney's looking at him like, who? And then you see it register as he lowers the bandana, and she loses her mind. It's Tech Nine.
Cuckoo. She went crazy.
Shaylee, MVP award goes to you.
Thank
because you.
You
are the one that made that magic happen that
right.
Worked gets some to. Worked some
hardcore
love.
For a while to make sure Tech was there and at the right time and that we could get it perfectly so that she would be surprised.
You know what, though? Her face was priceless. I think that is the best point of my career. Truly.
And she didn't come down from that high for a while because they stayed for most of the afternoon, Delaney and her mom. They're from Ottawa.
They stayed up here, and man, she was like, I'm still shaking. I'm freaking out. That was the coolest thing ever.
When I talked to Tech in the lobby right before he walked in, and he said, I really don't need the cameras. I just want to surprise her.
I know. If he could have just done it in a room by himself, that would have been perfect for them.
And the TV stations wanted to mic him up just so they could have the audio, and he's like, no, I don't want this to be about me.
Nope.
This is for her. This is her time. Ugh.
And that just made me love him that much more after that.
It was amazing. And thank you, Kansas City. $62,000 to help get wheelchairs, adaptive strollers, all these things for Kansas City area kids with special needs. If you still want to donate, they need donations all year long, not just at Radiothon Day. You want to volunteer your time, you just want information about Variety KC, go to varietykc.org.
And what better excuse do you have to play Tech Nine at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday morning?
This is what Delaney said she listens to every
it
day
is,
on her way
yeah.
to school. She does a little KC Mo.
Right.
Dances in the car on the way in.
Yep.
Love
Can we
it.
Do all this for Throwback Throwdown tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Stomp your feet and clap your hands with me. It's a celebration.
I think we're good here.
Stomp, clap, clap, stomp, stomp, clap.
This is the one that really
you
gets you going, she said.
Tech Nine, let's go.
KC Mo.
And she got to sing this with him.
Right.
Right next to her, his arm around her. You want to check out that video. It's up on the KC1021 Facebook page. You'll get another chance to strike it rich with no winner matching all six numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing. The Mega Millions jackpot now stands at $422 million for Friday night's drawing. The odds of hitting all six Mega Millions numbers is one in slightly more than 300 million. Royals catcher Salvador Perez struck out twice in his only at-bats, played five innings for the American League All-Stars in an 8-6 win in 10 innings over the National League in D.C. That was Salvi's sixth All-Star game, his fifth straight start. He was the only Kansas City selection. Royals are off until Friday when they open up a six-game homestand after the All-Star break. And there's a real-life RoboCop on patrol. This is in San Francisco. Weighs 400 pounds. Over 5 feet tall, it's a new robot that now roams the grounds of a Shell station there. The K5 security bot is made by a Silicon Valley startup, records and stores footage including license plate numbers, and in fact it's drawing so much attention that a neighbor has created a live stream of the robot on YouTube. I've seen RoboCop. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is smart.
But was it though? Because it was all good till it went bad.
Let's not focus on the end of the movie. Maybe
spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Jay Lee, it came out 120 years ago.
Look, it's not a musical, okay?
No,
the robot
okay.
never sings.
That would be an amazing musical, though.
Kind of be, though.
Oh, nobody's broken out in song. Joey, can you break out in song, please?
I will have to break out in song, and I need to know more the plot of RoboCop.
That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Wednesdays is Gen X versus Millennial.
Daryl Hall, John Oates, and Train coming to Sprint Center this Friday. You want tickets? You just have to beat Shaylee the Millennial.
Why are you laughing?
I mean, don't beat her. Don't physically beat her.
Wow, well, I don't think anyone was thinking of it that way,
win
Jen.
The competition is all we're asking this morning.
All right. Well, looks like we had a caller, and then he hung up, and now we have Nancy from Shawnee. Hello, Nancy.
Hey.
Nancy, what year were you born, if I might ask?
Oh, guys, I asked if they were going to say that.
Oh, it does say she may not want her age announced.
It was a wonderful year, 1958.
Okay, 1958. You are going to take on Shaylee the Millennial today. We'll ask you questions that typically a millennial would know. We'll ask her questions typically Gen Xer. Some of us older people might know.
Okay.
We'll see
the
if
good
you can...
part is Shaylee knows none of them.
That's
so.
True. Yeah. Guys, I'm right here. All right, let's start with... let's start with you, Nancy.
Okay.
Today is actress Kristen Bell's 38th birthday. She voices Anna in the movie Frozen. What is her sister's name in the movie?
You mean the character
yes.
Anna's sister? Elsa?
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
it. 42 points for you right off the bat. Well
Isn't
done.
Isn't it Anna?
Anna, Elsa.
Anna, Elsa.
Anna, Anna, whatever.
Anna, Anna, over. Whatever.
Shaylee... Fernando, Waterloo, Take a Chance on Me, and Dancing Queen are all songs by what group? Oh, what group? ABBA. Yes, she only knows this because she saw the new Mamma Mia.
If you falter on that.
I was going to say, that's not a fair question.
Right. She just saw it 12 hours ago.
Oh.
Did you like the ABBA? No. Hmm.
But,
no.
I mean, the songs aside from the movie, do you like ABBA? Do you like Mamma
yes,
Mia?
Yes, I normally rock
like
out
that?
To ABBA in my car. I would pay to see that. All right, you get 0.08.
By the way,
that.
Overnight's here, you can hear the new Cher version of Fernando.
Oh, I did hear that the other day.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Nope.
Oh.
But no, I'm not, that's not a joke.
Oh. Hmm. Nancy, pop singer Ryan Cabrera turns 36 today.
Oh.
He dated which famous blonde Pieces of Me singer? She has a very...
Glad you finished it that way.
Pieces of Me is a song that she sings. She has a very famous sister as well.
Very famous mother-in-law, too.
Oh, golly.
Now she has a very famous mother-in-law, yeah.
I don't know.
Shaylee for the steal.
Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson once famously dated Ryan Cabrera.
Oh, okay.
Shaylee, one more question for you. What outdated form of communication is used by Bill and Ted to travel back in time?
Huh?
Your answer is, huh? That's the incorrect answer.
I have, who's Bill and Ted?
Nancy for the steal. Do you remember what Bill and Ted used to travel back in time?
Are these the two that did the recording in their basement?
No, that was Wayne's World.
Oh, no, okay.
Bill and mm-hmm. Ted's Excellent Adventure, and I believe many, many more.
Some kind of a time machine.
What would you use
yes.
to travel back in time? That's
the
outdated.
Time machine was something that's not really in use anymore.
No, you don't see these. I couldn't.
Phone booth.
Yes, it was
yeah,
a phone booth.
That's right.
Nancy, a clear winner of the tickets today. Hall & Oates and Train, you'll be at the show this Friday.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who are
hey,
Ben and Ted?
On that commercial, are they saying Sean Oates or it sounds like they're saying Sean instead of John.
Oh.
On that commercial that you guys
no,
play.
Same regular guy.
Okay.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, no Sean.
No, I
it's
hope
not the
it,
knockoff.
I hope it is Sean Oates.
The stand-in. Yeah. Nope, it's the good old Hall and Oates that you remember and love.
As long as he has a sweet stash, he can be whatever he wants to be, right?
That's right.
All right, Nancy, hold on. Joey's got the info there from you. And enjoy yourself at the show.
Shaylee, I'm Googling Bill and Ted to show you who they are.
Yeah, who are these people?
Oh, man, that's a shame. When the remake or when the sequel comes out, you'll know. You'll know all about this.
Bill and Ted?
I don't know who
Excellent
Bill and Ted.
Adventure?
No?
Okay.
No,
I've never heard of that until this moment.
Go back and watch that movie.
No thanks.
Just the original.
But yeah, George Carlin's not going to be a part of it. That's a shame.
Great.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Downton Abbey, actress Elizabeth McGovern is 57. Actor Vin Diesel turns 51. And from Frozen and Veronica Mars, actress Kristen Bell is 38. San Francisco.
The bell's broken.
That's a lot of bell. It's a lot of dinging.
Kristen Bell gets a lot of hot bell.
Uh-huh. San Francisco transit officials are banning tour buses from going anywhere near the Full House house. The city's municipal transportation agency voted in favor of prohibiting all commercial vehicles that seat at least 9 people from being on the street where the house is. Neighbors of the iconic Victorian, made famous on the 1990s TV sitcom and the Fuller House reboot, said they're sick and tired of the hundreds of tourists that jam their Lower Pacific Heights street. Visitors typically line up at all hours of the day to take pictures in front of the house. That ban is reportedly going to be in effect within the next 6 weeks. Shaylee, the millennial, I have no doubt you have either been here or attempted to go here at some point.
Oh, I totally have been.
You
Yes.
How close to the house did you get? Did you stand right in front of it or across the street?
We were across the street because there was construction going on. I was as close to the fence as I could get, though.
And were there just tons of people lined up doing the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would drive me insane. Those are million-dollar townhomes.
Well, don't buy that house.
Yes, but what about the house right next door?
Well, then don't buy that house either.
I mean, I can. It's $5 million. But the point is, I would not want tourists out there.
But you know that going in.
You can't buy that house?
I mean, look. Let's be honest.
You know what going in? You know that that's a popular place?
That's a very popular place, right?
But what about, like, the person who bought the Munsters home? I'm just kidding. That was on a set.
Oh, that would be awesome.
A buddy of mine just went to Albuquerque, and he got his picture taken in front of the Breaking Bad home, which is an actual person's home.
Yes.
And there's a ton of security around there.
And people keep throwing things at it because it's something to do with in
people
the show.
People throw pizza on the roof.
Right. They throw pizza on the roof.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Right.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. That episode was like 8 years ago.
That's still not long enough.
Nope. The creator has told people to quit throwing pizza on the roof.
I get a decade.
Beyonce is sparking pregnancy rumors. The 36-year-old performed in a bodysuit at her and Jay-Z's recent show in Paris this week, and fans say the outfit showed off a fuller stomach. People on Twitter started asking her to officially announce that she's expecting. If she is, it will be her and Jay-Z's fourth child. They just had twins in June last year. Can you imagine, Shaylee, if we had on a tight shirt, how we would be pregnant every day, everyone.
Right.
Just be like, oh.
That's been the rumor around here with me for the last, like, 5 years.
Like, maybe I just had guac.
Seriously.
Hey, shut it. Get off the case.
I like cake. Leave me alone.
You all back off. Auto racing star Danica Patrick hosts the 26th annual ESPYs tonight, ESPN's award show for the year in sports. It's going to be the first time a woman has hosted the show. Airs tonight, 7 o'clock our time on ABC. The event's also going to pay special tribute to the 3 coaches who died while protecting students during the mass shooting at a Florida high school in February. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
All right, that's going to be about it, right?
Yes.
That wraps it up for today.
Again, thank you to everyone who donated yesterday. We raised nearly $62,000 for Variety KC. You want to see the video of Tech N9ne showing up and surprising sweet 13-year-old Delaney? The video is posted on the KC1021 Facebook page. And if you want to learn more about Variety, or if you still want to donate, go to varietykc.org.
Or if you're we heard about this too, that you're a family who didn't know Variety existed.
Yeah.
And you have a child with special needs. You're going, wait a second, this organization's perfect for us.
Exactly. Get more information at varietykc.org. You'll be welcomed into that family, I'm telling you.
Yep. You gain 1,000 new friends.
That's right.
Right off the bat.
Oh,
right
I love
there.
It. Thank you, Kansas City, for everything you did for us yesterday. We greatly appreciate it.
And thank you guys, too. You guys did amazing jobs as well.
Thanks for making everyone cry, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
You're welcome.
You and your, and your vignettes. Vignettes making me bawl.
Oh, I just make people cry just because.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
now's a good time to go.
All right, Maxi Priest, have a good day, everybody. We'll see ya. She was a Jezebel, this Brixton queen,
living a life like a backstreet dream. The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.